Over a dozen non-faculty staff at CSU campuses rallied Monday on the steps of the state capitol to demand Governor Gavin Newsom sign legislation that would reinstate a nine-step salary formula that would increase wages for groundskeepers, janitors, and other supporting staff, which labor leaders say most other CSU workers have. They say it includes pay increase of 3 to 5% annually. The California State University Employees Union says that the CSU system removed the step increase in 1996 following an impasse in contract negotiations with the CSU. The union say the CSU Board of Trustees unilaterally abolished employee salary steps that were in place for 50 years. Democratic Southern California Senator Connie Leyva authored SB 410. Backers say the so-called STEPS Act would require the CSUs to implement recommendations from a state-funded Mercer study that non-faculty workers should receive 3 to 5% annual pay raises. Jason Robinowitz is Secretary Treasurer of the Teamsters Union Local 2010.
Every other worker in state service has step increases, and what that means is that we fall behind every year, but we keep working. Were we working through the pandemic?
Yeah.
Whose work kept CSU running through the pandemic? Whose work made CSU rich and successful during the pandemic? And then they want to come to us and say, well, we don't have the money. Have the money when it came time to give double-digit raises to the already overpaid execs. But then when it comes time for the workers to be treated fairly, all of a sudden, they don't have the money. Is that right?
No!
Backers say the bill would impact 1,100 unionized non-faculty CSU employees like clerical, administrative, and custodial, to name a few, at the 23-campus CSU system. The union says employees who have been in the industry for years have not received raises and have had to find other jobs to make ends meet. On average, bill supporters say, new hires earn $780 per month more than existing employees who work in the same classification. Christopher Rooney is a metal worker at Cal State Northridge.
I've been at CSUN now for 30-something years, and I'm at what they call the bottom of my pay range. That means that I've been there 30 years, and if they hire another metal worker too, well, tomorrow, he'll be making as much, if not more, than me. And I've been there 30 years. Now, it's hard in California. I have a family with kids. They're older now, but I still have one in high school. And this whole 30 years I've been there, it's just been a struggle to live.
Governor Newsom declined to sign a previous version of the bill, saying it's something better negotiated between CSU and the union. Newsom hasn't indicated whether he'll be signing the latest version. I'm Pamela Strada for KPFA.